Welcome back to Ram and Gurjap Untitled. I'm your host, Ram.
I'm your other host, Gurjap.
Before we start, I'd like to remind our listeners that you can go follow us on Instagram at Ram_Gill_.
And you can follow me at Gurjap_M.
You can also email us your questions at theuntitledpodcast2323@gmail.com. Let's get right into it.
Okay, bro.
Yeah. That's fine. You got some news?
I got some insane news. Yeah. So it's like TikTok drama, like stirring up in the pot.
Yeah.
All right. So do you know Josh Richards?
No.
Okay, well. You know Nessa Barrett?
Okay, yeah. I've heard of both of them.
Okay. Haven't you heard of Maddie Lewis?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you a little background info.
Okay.
So Jaden... Or no, I fucked it up already. Josh and Nessa were like boyfriend, girlfriend for a very long time.
Okay.
And then Nessa made this video of her like dancing to like it's just something about like Muslim, like something, like I think it was like the Bible or something. Or, like she was like throwing it back on the Bible.
The Bible or like the Quran?
The Quran, there you go. I was like, right, so basically she gets canceled for that, and then she gets into like the real emo phase, right?
Yeah.
So her and Josh break up. They were like in a really good relationship, and Josh, like, you know, he could get like a lot of girls. Like he's got like 8-pack. He's shredded. He's like good looking. No homo, right? But
is Nessa good looking?
Yeah, like she's not bad looking. Like she's good looking, but like. I just don't like her style as much. Like, it's, like, more of an emo kind of thing. Like, I think it looks sick sometimes, but I don't like how she pulls it off, I guess.
Yeah.
So, it goes on. They're, like, Josh and Nessa. Like, Josh always tells Nessa that he loves her in front of everyone. And Josh and Jaden Hostler, they're, like, besties, right?
Yeah.
So, you see where this is going.
Yeah.
Right? So... Jaden and Nessa make a song together. It's like D Die Do or something. It's something about death. Like they're like really depressed. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? And like a few days later they found out their girlfriend, boyfriend, and they had like sex.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Josh finds it all out. And like they like Josh and Nessa weren't together, but like, you know, like you don't do that to your like best friend. Like he always says he loves her. And Jaden was dating Maddie Lewis. And Maddie Lewis is going on, like, that Call Her Out Daddy podcast.
Call Her Daddy?
Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yeah.
And she went on that podcast. She's, like, exposing Jaden Hostler.
Yeah.
For the dickhead he is. And then, yeah, what do you think about that?
Oh,
you don't do that to your boy.
Yeah, you can't do that to your boy. That's like...
And, like, Josh has gone on to, like, speak about good things to Jaden all the time. Like, he's like, he could never do this. He's my best friend. We're, like, brothers, and he ends up doing it. And this is not the first time Nessa has cheated on him.
Oh, what the heck?
Okay. Guess who she cheated on him with?
Right,
Lil Huddy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And there's, like, this story that, like...
Where did Lil Huddy go?
Bro... He's actually got drip, though. Like, he got a recycled drip.
I haven't seen him in, like, 8 years.
I've never seen him on my... Bro, I haven't seen Charli D'Amelio on my...
I've never seen anybody.
Ashton Ray? Never. Dixie? No. Nope. Noah Beck? No.
Never. All I see is, like, $19 Fortnite card. Like, or, like, you ever see that, like, John Cena? Like, the bro, guy calls?
Yeah. I get that,
like, 8 times, I swear.
Hello, wizard. John Cena! Oh, bro,
I talked to anybody, though.
It's funny. But, like, could you do that? Like, say that, like, you know, we're, like, besties, right?
Yeah.
You're, like... going for this girl, you really, or guy, you know, I don't know your preference, but like, and then so you go for them, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, you date them, you still love them, you guys are broken up, but like, you know, when you break up, but you're still kind of a thing, that's what they were. Yeah. And I just like went and fucked your girlfriend and got into a relationship with her.
Yeah. I would probably kill you.
That's like, not how you do it.
It's just normal bro code, I feel like.
It's just normal bro code.
I don't feel like... it's so messed up. You can't even date the girl that your friends dated already. Even after they've broken up for like a year, you just can't. It's like, just like
there's like this okay, you know Griffin Johnson?
No.
You don't know like anyone. Okay, so he was dating Dixie D'Amelio.
Yeah.
And like there's like so many things of him like cheating on Dixie D'Amelio, right? And then he goes on Twitter and he's like, unloyalty is not the best policy or something. It was so cringe. And he like cheated on Dixie D'Amelio like 10 times. And then you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah. TikTokers, like, I swear all TikToker relationships just have
like so much like sex with
everybody like, else.
They literally
accepted their person that they have.
Yeah, literally, bro. Or like, you know that? The only one TikToker that's, like, famous that I like is, like, no one. Probably, like, Polo Boy or something. Who's your favorite TikToker?
I don't know. I don't like TikTokers. None of them.
Really?
I like Party Shirt.
You know that? Party Shirt?
Yeah. Welcome back to Factor Cap.
Oh my God, I love Party Shirt. Party Shirt is like the two twins, but they're not actually twins.
They're Australian?
No, one's Australian, one's American.
What?
Yeah, they're not. Wait,
they're both Australian.
Bro, they actually might have been lying and I kind of believed it, but...
I'm pretty sure they are twins or something.
But they said they're not twins.
I think they're just like...
Factor Cap! Are we twins? But, say...
I don't even follow them, though. They just show up on my For You page.
Bro, they have good videos.
Yeah.
I was watching a TED Talk on ethical hacking and subverting the internet.
Oh,
that's how bored I get at 3 a.m.
Yeah, okay, that's bad when you get to that type of YouTube. Or you start watching sleep videos while you're trying to go to sleep. It's like, oh yeah, this is going to help me fall asleep or something.
Guy, well, I was trying to watch Kid Cudi's. Kid Cudi has a TED Talk.
Oh, what the heck? Yeah. What's it about?
Have you seen it? I said I tried to watch it. I was going to watch it, and then I like saw the ethical hacking thing. I was like, oh my God, this is so interesting.
Yeah. Did you see the other day on Twitter, R.I.P. Addison Rae was trending?
Yeah, it's called K-pop.
Yeah, that. Because K-pop...
I watched that drama alert too, don't worry.
K-pop people were just using the hashtag and posting like K-pop video type of thing. I don't like K-pop stands, to be honest. They're probably going to like hate on us, but like...
They kinda, you like K-Star?
They make Twitter toxic all the time. Oh. Just for like no reason, dang. I feel like. Like, you don't have to, like, I don't know, send people death threats just because, she didn't even say anything in the Addison Rae
thing. She deactivated her Twitter, right?
Yeah, and then she was like, and then even after she didn't say anything, she's like, I can't be bothered with the hate, so I love y'all or something.
That's the best way to react to it. Like, what are you supposed to do? You're trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, you're fake dead.
It would have been, like, if she, like, responded, like, oh, fuck you guys. And then there would have been, like, a whole bigger drama. But, like, I think they just take it too far.
Yeah.
There's a certain level, you don't need to idolize people that much, I don't feel like. You shouldn't idolize anyone.
You should, like, you know, Matthew McConaughey is, like, so you're like, you should be your hero in 10 years.
Oh, I actually have that in my discussion later, but, like... Yeah, he looks up to the person he is in 10 years. So, to swiftly move on, I had a discussion topic about, do you feel like setting unrealistic goals for yourself is more damaging than it is good?
Oh, that's a fire question.
Yeah, I know.
Unrealistic, no, I think setting unrealistic goals is the only way. Like, I work at Wendy's, I'm like, I need to make 50,000 this year. Like, how am I supposed to make 50,000 if I work like tons of hours? So I work really hard. I also work at Walkbox. I also now we took a tutoring gig.
Yeah,
you know, like,
he works a lot, honestly. But like, so like, obviously, you know, but like, Matthew McConaughey once said on his Oscar speech that his idol is him in 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, he's never going to be him in 10 years. It's just him looking always in the future.
Yeah.
Type of thing. So personally, I don't think like setting unrealistic goals is a bad thing. Personally, I don't like feel like it is, because I set totally unrealistic goals for myself all the time.
Oh, 100%.
Like I'm talking about like major goals, like life goals type of thing.
Yeah, like I'm gonna study tomorrow. Goal.
No. Like I'm talking about like achieving a career or something, achieving a net worth of something type of thing, or like achieving a physique that you want, like Brad Pitt in Fight Club or something. Like you want. I feel like that type of stuff is good.
So specific. Like Brad Pitt, Fight Club at 2 minutes, 46 seconds.
2 hours, 66 seconds. No, but like...
you were going to say 66 minutes, weren't you?
I'm too terrible. But like... I feel like it's actually good to set those unrealistic standards, because like at least you have something to chase then. Once you stop chasing something and like when you like basically like your life's pointless type of thing.
I also think that it depends on the person what kind of goals you set for yourself, because like if you set unrealistic ones, then it might actually affect you with your mental health. Like, oh, why can't I achieve this? Why can't I that? Maybe because we're not like that. Maybe we're stupid. Maybe we're more mentally, maybe we're mentally stronger or something that has to do with it, right? Yeah. We don't let it bother us that we're failures and we won't get anywhere in life.
Like, I don't like believing that, like, I'm perfect or something like that. A lot of, like, school people push that message. Like, you're perfect the way you are type of thing. I don't know. It might work for some people, but, like, for me personally, I don't. I always try and achieve more. I always feel like I can improve on something, because, like, I don't feel like anyone's perfect type of thing. Either their personality, physique, they can be more healthier, like, mentally healthier. They can improve their mental health type of thing. I feel like there's always stuff you can improve on. It doesn't always just have to be about the career. It can be about your mental health type of thing. And taking those initiatives to bring those goals about type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like when a person says that you're perfect, you're perfect, you don't need to change anything, that suggests that that person doesn't have any bad qualities. And that's just not true. Like people who, I feel like setting unrealistic goals is a big thing, because like pro athletes, somebody that wants to be an NBA star, somebody that wants to be an actor or something, I feel like they're probably told every single day that like a NBA person, a person wants to go in the NBA, a kid, like a small kid, he's probably told every single day that it's just not possible. You're not going to make it. You can go.
I find that certain quality that makes them maybe like less or something, like they find a quality in them that makes them feel like they're vulnerable or something, but they're actually not. It's just they have to persevere and work hard around it, you know.
Yeah, people are always gonna say no, like you can't do this, it's just not possible. And I feel like somebody like Tom Cruise or something, they probably told him like, oh, you're not gonna be a movie star. Have you seen these people now in movies? You're never going to make it. Or like somebody like LeBron James or something. I don't know.
From Akron, Ohio. He says it in every single Instagram post where he's like, oh, they said I wasn't going to make it. I'm from Akron, Ohio.
Exactly. And then he made it. So I don't feel like I feel like people should set unrealistic goals for themselves just so they have something to drive them. It doesn't always mean you should ruin your life over it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to, like, if you don't meet it or whatever, because it is unlikely. But, like, even if you don't unmeet it, don't, like, kill yourself over it type of thing. Like, you shouldn't, you should pursue it with all your, with all that you have. But if you fall short or something. You know what? Okay, no. I'm going to change my thing a little bit. The people that said it, like, I forget who said this, but, like, he said that if you even have a little doubt in your mind that you're not going to make it, you're probably not going to make it. Whoa. Because, like, the people that have made it didn't have a doubt in their mind. Like, they have to stay crystal clear, focus, and just believe. Like, fake it till you make it type of shit. Like, yeah.
Do you think whatever you want to do, you'll make it?
Yeah. I'm like the type that, like, I'm just going to keep trying till I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not a big... Like, what's a point where you've just failed? I get it when you're in, like, the NBA or something. Because yeah. The NBA, you can, like, get too old for it.
Yeah.
Or, like, you just... you just get too old for it or whatever. But, like, an actor or something like that, like, mm-hmm. I don't feel you can get too old for it type of thing.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I feel you can get, like, you can run out of money, 100%.
You can always run out, like, I'll talk about this later, but, like, Floyd Mayweather.
No, you talk about it right now.
Well, the only reason he's taking fights is to make money. He has a money-spending habit because he thinks, it's like a, what is it called when, like, Like, he spends something to, like, he's, like, scared, maybe? No, he's not scared. It shows his, like, vulnerabilities. Like, he tries to hide himself through buying so many things. He doesn't show who he actually is, right? Because, like, he just buys money. His insecurities. Yeah. He's insecure, so he tries to, like, buy so many things, right? Because maybe he's too short. Maybe he hasn't accomplished things. Maybe so many people hate him, but, like, he has, like, this money-spending habit, and when people, like, run out of... He keeps running out of money, so he has to take fights when he's 50 years old, like Conor McGregor, Logan Paul. Like, he knows that there's no risk, and, like, there's so much risk in it for him, but there's literally negative 0.5 risk for Logan Paul.
Yeah.
If he loses...
Everybody expected it.
Yeah, everyone expected it, and everyone's going to respect him for getting in the ring. Yeah. And if he doesn't win, or if he does win, then he's the first person ever to...
That will be unreal.
He has a chance.
No, he doesn't.
I'm telling you, I saw Floyd Mayweather, he looked fat.
It doesn't matter.
Best boxer, right? No, Floyd Mayweather will win, right? But I'm saying like a 1 in a million... Chance. No one's ever rocked Floyd Mayweather because he's too fast. It's not because he's been hit hard.
So you think Logan Paul is the one? You think the pro boxers, he's like...
He has a 50 kg weight over him or something. 50 labs on him. 50 pounds. 50 pounds of more force that's not in his body going on top of him. And I don't think Logan Paul punches weak. I don't think that at all. I think that Logan Paul punches like a normal person.
It'll be a miracle, I'd say.
I'd say it's a 1 in a million shot too, but like if that happens,
it'll break the internet type of thing.
Yeah, bro. He won't win.
There's no
he's scared to get hurt.
I'm still gonna bet.
Are you betting?
I'm gonna bet $5 on him because I'll win.
Even if he,
I don't know how much I'd win, but like I'll bet like 20 or something, and just to see if my money like quadruple or triple. Like
I'm gonna start betting. Like, is that illegal for my age?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna start betting.
No, you can bet under your dad's name though. I think.
Because it's
a form of gambling.
Okay.
Maybe on some websites, even American probably.
But isn't like investing kind of like a form of gambling?
Yeah, I can't do it. I have it under my dad's name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, like, with Floyd Mayweather, like...
Most people that win the lottery go bankrupt.
Yeah. Because they don't have good money spending habits.
Yeah, they just spend it all on, and they think they have more left.
People who spend money on the lottery have bad money spending habits. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, same. I don't believe in that type of stuff at all. Like, I don't believe. Like, I won't. I'm not gonna spend a dollar. Maybe I'll for fun, but like,
I would gamble when I'm older, like insane poker matches for like 100K or something.
I'll gamble, but I have to have the money. I'm not gonna make 100K like poker match if my net worth.
Yeah, like people buy lottery tickets when they're like literally dirt poor.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, I'm gonna win this time, and then they don't, and then they win, and then they're like, oh my god, what do I spend it on? Buy a house, buy two cars, buy a wife, a wig.
So many people spend so much on scratch ones, and then they spend their whole money on that.
Bro, people spend like $3 billion on like the $3 billion Go Lotto Max.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't like it at all. I feel like nobody ever wins. I just feel like it's a scam. But like, maybe we're just being pessimists and we're...
I actually know someone who's won the lottery for like
$2,000.
$2,000? That's a lot.
Sheesh.
That was good.
Yeah.
I could be the change.
Maybe when you're older.
Believe enough. No, $2,000, that's a lot. Okay, you win the lottery for $2,000.
I'm not betting though. But like,
you think you would win like $2 max.
You could $20 I could win.
$30 I bet I could win.
Fuck you. Yeah, but like,
we'll only get paid.
Yeah, but $2,000 has like way better odds than 69 million.
No. Yeah, obviously.
So like, that's why it's not that surprising. If you told me that he won $1 million, I would be like, oh shit.
$2,000? That's a lot of money, bro.
Yeah, it's like 4 PS5s.
No. Yeah.
And not even like 3 3/4. Yeah, 3 and like 5.
Bro, $2,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is, and I'm not saying. But like, how much in his total life has he spent on lottery tickets? If you divide it.
I don't know, like 10,000.
Yeah, so your return investment, you invested. I feel like it's like that.
No, you probably.
How much money have you invested your entire life on lottery tickets, and how much have you gained? And the ratio, like, look at Mr. Beast. He spent like $1 million on lottery tickets. Remember, and he won like 100,000 or something. Yeah.
I just think he has bad luck, honestly.
No, it's just the odds are so bad. Like, you're better off gambling it.
Yeah, that's true.
Better off going to a poker table. Going to the $5 poker
getting table. Getting double ace of spades for
$5. Honestly, like, I think I'm poker champion. I'm going to like double my, like, triple, quadruple my $5 into like $1 billion.
Down, Bolzerian.
He's a scammer. Everybody.
He hasn't posted since like Christmas.
Yeah, because he's
got trolled by Danny B2. You know who that is?
No, I don't.
He's like this YouTube channel, and he like got like, I got a wedgie, and he like exposed Danny B2. Or he exposed Dan Bilzerian.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
He exposed himself.
Yeah. I saw that on Drama Alert, like, way, way back.
Yeah. Bro, his company went bankrupt, but he still has money. Like, his dad launders his money or something. Or, like, yeah, something. He does something.
He did not, yeah.
That much money on poker.
Yeah. You don't. I feel like casinos kick you out before.
Yeah.
100%. But like, when a casino kicks you out and you haven't cashed in your chips yet, what happens?
You take your chips.
No way. Yeah. You just lose like 36 million or something.
No, they take your chips. Like, they, you can take chips home.
Yeah, but like, if you can't go cash it in the casino.
No, I'm just joking. I don't know if you can do that. But they will let you cash in your chips. Where do you kick them out though?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, counting cards is legal in some states and it's not legal. So maybe we should just learn how to count cards and Nevada.
Did you watch the movie 21?
No.
Watch the movie 21. And then You can't count cards anymore.
You can count it in some states. It's still
no, legal. But, like, you can't, like, they have, like, this system in place where you can't count cards as much anymore. They have, like, this shuffling technique. They used to do it. It's a true story because I watched the movie 21.
Yeah.
And, like, I just lost my train of thought.
They used to do it.
Oh, they used to do it. And then, yeah, they got, like, this machine or something. Or, like, they changed something in the casino where, yeah, like, you couldn't count cards. I don't know. I'm, like, rambling.
If they, but, like, I don't get how you can't do it in, like, a game like Blackjack. Because you can't just put the cards in again. You just need to memorize all the cards that have come out.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you can count cards, honestly. I could be, like, totally wrong. That's what the game was.
Yeah.
That they played in 21. That was a good movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Who's it with?
Like, two shitty actors. Yeah. No, they're shitty actors. You can just tell.
So, anything else on, like, the whole dreaming big and setting unrealistic goals for yourself?
I think set unrealistic goals, achieve them, and then you'll become rich.
Yeah. Shoot for the moon, you'll land among the stars.
Shoot for the moon, go to Mars. That's my
story. I don't even get it. The stars are farther than the moon, so I don't really get that goal, but whatever.
I don't know if I asked this, okay?
Yeah.
But should birth control be an over-the-top counter drug?
Over-the-counter?
Over-the-counter.
So right now you can just get it, right?
No, like, you have to go to, like, a clinic, and then you gotta, like... Wait, no, you have to go to, like... Or not birth control. Yeah, birth control. Should birth control be a...
Easy accessible?
Yeah, easy, like, accessible. Then, like... Not going to the doctor, not getting prescribed. Yeah.
So over-the-counter is something that's with the prescription people.
Yeah, under the counter.
I don't know what under the... I don't know what the other word is for you.
Yeah, should it but just yeah, be available? Yeah.
Easy accessible, like yeah. Condoms or something like that.
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
But isn't, like, Plan B accessible? But birth control, like, hurts less. Like, it doesn't, like, damage or something.
It's like pills. It's like
you gotta take them all the time, though, right?
Yeah. Like, once a day. At night. So, and it gets you sleepy. It's actually pretty bad side effects. I knew someone who used to take the birth control.
Is it... I don't really know much, but, like, does it have worse side effects than
Plan B? No, no, no. Like, what is Plan B?
Plan B is just, like, a pill that, like...
Yeah, Plan B and birth control are the same thing.
No, no.
Oh, it's one pill that doesn't get you pregnant for the rest of your life?
No, but... I don't know how it works, but, like, if you're pregnant, though, I know it just kills the baby or whatever. Like, it just does the job one time.
Oh!
But why do you have to... Yeah, okay. Yeah, but then birth control...
So they, like, neuter the baby.
Birth control, you're always on it, though, type of thing.
And can you have more kids after Plan B?
Yeah.
Plan B is just you can get at Walmart.
Yeah, but I think it has, like, really, really, like, horrible, like, okay, mental health side effects type of thing. Like, depression or something.
Yeah, well, they probably feel... Like, I don't mind if you, like, abort your baby, but, like, they probably are, like, what people are saying to them because it's, like, world is so rude.
I don't get the debate. Like, I always feel like it should be a choice, pro-choice. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't get the whole, like, oh, you can't. Like, it's not alive. You can kill it.
Nausea or vomiting, fatigue, bleeding between periods that are heavier.
It's, like, horrible. It's, like, the...
Lower oh, my God.
Yeah.
The most common side effects is nausea, which occurs in the quarter of women after taking the drug. Oh, other than the side effects include abdominal...
I'm pretty sure they're making a male Plan B, too. I have no idea how that works, but...
Yeah, bro, how does that work? Condom?
I have no idea. Maybe that was just like a meme and I said it. But like...
Except Quebec.
What the heck? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just available over the counter. Okay, so like, what were we talking about? I just said something.
Should birth control be over the counter?
No, but like we were just saying something.
Pro-choice.
David. Pro-choice. That wasn't it either, but yeah, pro-choice. That should be.
I don't get like you can kill. Like it's not it's not bad. Like it's bad bringing a baby into a world when you don't have any money, and you're gonna ruin or that when child's
you get,
life.
Or when you get sexually assaulted, or you have it with your cousin or something like that. Yeah. Alabama shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's really bad for the kid, you know, like...
Yeah, the baby can come out disabled.
Most likely disabled, isn't it?
Special needs or disabled or... I don't know. That's like, horrible.
Yeah. Just a fucking...
Okay, cousin. But, like, I don't believe in the fact that, like, killing a baby just because it's, like, special needs or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or disabled. That
if
hurts,
you
that
can't...
Hurts.
If you can't kill... Like, you gotta... You can't just... Okay. Do people kill kids after right after they're born?
I don't know about that. I think they... Like, they... I don't know. I don't know how it works, how the months work. But, like, months after, they've already decided they want a kid. But then, like, the kid turns out to be, like, special needs or something. And they decide to kill it.
Okay, I find that kind of fucked up. But like,
that's kind of fucked up.
I guess that's still their choice.
Yeah, but, like, that's fucked up. I don't know, just killing it just because of that.
Yeah. I don't think that's a reason, personally, but, like, if people... Maybe it'll be tougher for them, or they think, oh, society's so hard. I don't know. It's up to them.
Yeah, maybe.
Like,
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I would never do that, personally, to my child. I would never, like, well, I can't abort a child, but, like, I would never abort a child.
Yeah.
If I was a woman. Except if I was, like, 14 and, like...
Maybe I would. I don't know. What if, like, you're just 21, you get drunk one night, you accidentally get a girl pregnant?
You're well, you kind of abort the baby.
Yeah, no, but, like, I think the guy should have some choice in it.
Yeah, but it's mostly the girl, though.
I don't know. I don't know, like...
The hun-
I wouldn't do that, though. Like, that would never happen.
The punishment we would get, oh, my God. We would be dead.
Yeah, especially, yeah. That. But, like, if she wanted to have it, I would make that my responsibility.
Like, your baby, yeah, 100%. I would never be a dickhead. I would, like, give her money, but, like, I'll tell her to fuck off. Give her my
What if you love check. Someone else?
Well, I'll also take care of my kid. I just don't love the mom.
Yeah, but then you're just, like, an in-and-out father.
Oh, see, that's why... What if she's an in-and-out mother?
I don't
what if she's an in-and-out mother? What if she leaves me and I keep the baby?
Yeah, that's fucked up, right? Then the guy should have a choice. I think, like, at the end of the day, it's the girl's choice. But, like, I feel like there should be, obviously, a discussion on such a major topic type of thing. Like, oh, I don't think...
I just got pregnant with your baby. I'm having it. And your mom has to marry me or something.
Yeah, like, I have my career going on or something. And I can't afford to have a kid right now.
Yeah, but it's still... I just couldn't... It should be half your choice, but, like, her half mattered more, I think.
Yeah, she has the final say. That's what I'm saying. And she shouldn't, but, like, the problem with
she
that
should take
is...
take it into consideration.
I'm saying if the dad doesn't... let's say a dad has some hesitation, right? And he doesn't want it or something, right? He has his career to focus on. He's gonna be an in-and-out father.
Yeah.
And that's going to mess up the child's life. So I feel like when they bring a kid into the world or whatever, the child should have all opportunities and they shouldn't have to have that type of thing. So I feel like they need to consider, everybody needs to consider everybody's side type of thing before they make such a major decision. Especially when it's a mistake.
Yeah.
Especially when like both people were drunk type of thing. And that's not a planned decision. That's like, that's totally like...
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, having a kid, I feel like such a special thing to have, especially with someone that love.
Yeah.
And when it's with someone that, like, you don't really care about or something, it's just kind of messed up.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Like, you know how, like, guys, like, kids get raped, like, boys, right?
Yeah.
Like, some of the rapists get pregnant, and then they have the baby.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, that's fucked. I can't.
Yeah, see, like, and just having your father, like, 10 years older than you.
Okay. That's fucked up. Let's stop talking about it.
Yeah, that was gross.
I don't know why I said that. But, like, I think Plan B should be over the counter. And it is over the counter. And birth control should be too. Like, if people are scared to get pregnant, but they're actively active for sex.
I know birth control has, like, some really bad side effects too. Why doesn't. I'm really uneducated on this, so, like,
yeah.
Why doesn't everybody just take, I don't know.
Plan B?
Okay, birth control, it's so that, like, it lasts longer type of thing, right? So
you can have sex. Birth control is, like, it's 99% you have sex with someone without a condom and you nut in them and then they won't have.
And you have sex, like, many times.
As long as you take the pill, but when you're off the pill, then you can. Then you can have a baby.
You know what I don't get either? But, like, you know how there's only, like, some periods that a girl can get pregnant?
What? That's how pregnancy works?
Well, you ever see the movie? You've seen the movie Good News, right?
No.
You've never seen the movie Good News?
It was with Daljeet?
Daljeet, Akshay.
Yeah, we went to the theater for that.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what are you doing?
That's not a family movie.
Yeah, but, like, she has a certain period where she can get pregnant. That's why they have sex a lot in that period. Right?
Oh, my God.
But, like, I don't get how that works. Maybe that's just because they're older. That's why. I have no idea how it works.
We are fucking stupid. Like, they're stupid.
Somebody listening to the podcast probably like, oh, shit.
What the fuck are they talking about? Bro, we make fun of the kids that we teach and then we're like this.
Yeah, and then we're like,
how do you have a sex?
Where do you fart their dick? We're just having sex and I don't know on the podcast. Yeah.
What?
I said sex ed.
Oh, sex ed. I thought you were saying we were having sex.
No, with each shut other. Up. Like, don't talk about that. That's gross. Weirdo.
Oh my God. Okay, so.
This is gonna be a little bit more.
This laugh for 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, 40 minutes. Yeah, so. The whole unrealistic goal setting.
The study of psychology. I'll give you a little story for today.
Okay.
It's a stupid story, but it's a funny story.
Yeah.
So I almost blew up the kitchen.
No.
I think I told you this.
Yeah, just 4 seconds ago.
So there's, like, the spray you gotta put so the chicken doesn't stick. Yeah. So it was, like, grilled chicken this time. And I put the thing on the grill, and then you, like, if you put it on there, it'll blow up, and you will get fired. I'm like, I'll blow up with the kitchen, so it's okay. And then he's like, no, it's not okay. And then I was like, it is okay. And then he's like, no, it's not okay. And I'm like, it's okay. And then he's like, no, it's not okay.
Yeah.
And then,
so, we tutored 2 kids today. That was pretty dumb.
Yeah. My student is, like, way insaner than his.
Oh, no, what are you talking? Mine's smarter.
No, she is not. You're like, what's 4 months,
dude? You didn't know our yoke is.
Oh, what are you doing? We're like, what's 2 plus 4? And then he's like 5, or she's like 5.
God, whatever, we'll end it early today. Well, that's it for Ramgurjap Untitled.
And then I was like, yeah.
And we'll be back on Monday. Thank you for listening.